regard to your sexuality, has that offered you any challenges in becoming a wrestler?
I wouldn't say challenges. You know, when I did my whole public kind of coming out speech, if you will, there was always going to be people that, there was always going to be people that disagreed with what I did, because that is just society. And I think a lot of people, if they haven't seen it, have only heard about it. So I've only heard, oh, Johnny Morgan came out. No, it wasn't just that I stood on stage and was like in the middle of the ring and was like, oh, by the way, like, I'm gay. I think a lot of people think that I did it for my own, you know, my own back kind of thing, which wasn't, which really wasn't the case. Johnny Morgan was a new character that I'd been developing, and I got presented with the opportunity to inspire other people and be like, hey, yeah, I am this way inclined, but don't, like, for other people, like, don't give a shit, like, don't, like, be brave enough to say, like, yeah, I am, and, like, who cares, like, it doesn't matter if I am and I'm not. And people were saying that, you know, oh, you're being contradictory because I'm, you know, shouting it from the rooftops on stage, and I shouldn't have to come out as such, but it wasn't necessarily about that, it was about inspiring other people to not be scared of who they are, and not to hide or shy away from what they're about and what they believe in, and it shouldn't matter if you know what my sexual preference is or anybody's sexual preference. Everybody's a human being, everybody has the same right, any other trait or whatever human being, if that makes sense. But some people understood where I was coming from, but to the people that didn't, like, they're entitled to their opinion, doesn't really bother me. To the people that did understand, thank them for their support. I've never come across, like, a situation where I've not been booked because of my sexuality. Now that would become a problem and I would have something to say, but I think, if anything, it's only spotlight on me more, and then people have been able to recognise me for being the person that stood up and said what many may have wanted said. For me, it wasn't even necessarily aimed at young wrestlers coming to the business who may not be ready yet to say how they really feel. Anyone younger, older than me, same age as me, anyone, you know, male, female, who are struggling with that kind of thing. But I didn't just want to say this because, like, I've got enough life experience to kind of share with people and be like, hey, like, I was once there too, and it's shit, and it's not very nice, and it's a hard thing to go through, and almost allow people to come forward and speak openly about it, and do you know what I mean? And if someone's in that promo and think, oh, maybe I can, like, you know, like, shoot her a message, or I can speak to my friend now, and I say, hey, like, actually, I'm feeling this way, and this is, I think this is who I am. And actually, like, I was quite surprised with the, like, how much I was messaged from people that I didn't know, and in the business and outside the business, you know, saying, oh, hey, I saw your speech, and I just want to say, like, I'm in that stage where, like, I haven't told many people, but, like, this has inspired me to speak up a little bit more. And, you know, that to me was, like,